Suppressing the truth by those who knew it. That's a pretty interesting thought, isn't it? When we are trying to cast a demon on the truth, that is a consequence. So I explained that, and I did it in the long, kind of semi-boring sermon. But the that night in that church, God said, I want you to give that message. So I thought, oh man, they're going to hate me for this. Yeah, they needed my son too, so get over it. So I just began to speak that in about 200 people. We repented all that night for those sins that the church itself had committed. That's why I keep talking about asking forgiveness for what's gone before us. Because we have a generation that's crying out for solid truth. Not truth that's wavering, and not truth that works some of the time, but a truth that can't be shaken. In them, and they'll follow this. I trust you. They're not foolish. But they can't follow what we've been saying. And so we struggle to find the truth. We struggle to speak it, but we've missed this whole point. And we have a whole slew of young people who are not going to buy this.
That's right.
What we've been selling. Right. Are you okay?
Yes.
So we cried that out that night. The next night, we came back to church. 6 o'clock in the evening, and there was a double rainbow over the city of all the world. I said, well, that's wonderful. That's great. Hallelujah. I'm thinking to myself. And everybody saw it. They thought it was great. We come back the next day. We're there for 5 minutes. Same time, 6 o'clock, another double rainbow, which are unusual anyways, over the same, in the same place over the city. Whoa, that's unusual. Man, that's unusual. Come back the next night, and there is another double rainbow in the same spot, same time, for 3 nights in a row over that city. I thought, that's way over the unusual thing. You know, that hit the unusual meter right over the edge. And I said, Father, I know you're talking, obviously. I'm dim, but I heard that. I can hear this. You're talking to us. I said, what are you saying? He said, my promise has always been from love. And if I hear repentance from my people, I will turn that wrath away. It's in Isaiah 41. For my name, I will lessen my wrath in the day of judgment. For my praise, I will turn it from. Whoa. Involved with praise, which I explained this morning, is confession of my sin. That's a praise to God. When I come before him, oh God, I am sinning, and I am so sorry. I want to just beg your forgiveness. That's praise to his ears. The heavens rejoice because we are repentant. Think about this for a minute. Tonight, the heavens went a little ballistic for a while. When we repented of what we had done, what has happened in the church, he went ballistic. Heavens go nuts. Then he starts pouring out stuff like, I'm going to drop salvation on that city. How's that? Because you're repenting before me. The thing that has waited a long time to be heard. I know I'm making sense to you. This is not. This is not the time to act like nothing's wrong.
Yes, amen. That's right.
This is not the time. We cry for revival, but it begs to say, something must be dead before it can be revived.
That's right.
And that's what's happened to us. Mm-hmm. I don't want one more kid to walk into a dead house. Amen. I want them to see the life of Jesus Christ alive in the face of the very person until those shouts of God stop.
Yes.
That makes sense?
Yes.
This is not out of reach. This is not beyond what you can do.
Amen.
I get invited to a small church in the It's like in Missouri. They were celebrated in this little church. 28 people in the church. They were very excited. They had just smuggled 1 million Bibles into China. Those 28 people. I think it took them around 5 years or so. And they just finally got the millionth one in there. And they carried it across the border. They had it printed here. They finally found a place to get it printed in Hong Kong. And they smuggled it into China. And watched. Now 100 million Chinese get saved. And dedicated. Not just, they don't play around when they get saved. You may have noticed that. The Koreans don't seem to play around with it either. They get saved, they're a little nuts. And the Iranians just go, whoa, full tilt God all the time. I pray we do not have to be under oppression before we go full tilt God. I would suggest we go full tilt God now. While it's nuts. While life is nuts. You understand? Because he will change it until you do go full tilt God. And he will keep pressuring it until we do. I'm all for going full tilt God while it's nice out. Instead of the strain and the pressure you're under. You can't stop that. There's so much power being released from their love and their desire for God. Which one's that?
Dedication.
Yeah. Christine's a prayer writer, as well as a prayer. Prayer.
I wasn't a spontaneous person. Consecration is not, it's about what we're set apart to. It's not just about what all the things we're set apart from. But it's the honor of being set apart unto the Lord. That we might, he said it was consecration to prepare us for incarnation.
Yes.
So what he's looking for is people who want to be fully his, so that he can be fully him inside and through his people. And so it's not about, you know, many of us, I've walked in a lot of orphan spirit, a lot of victim spirit, and so it's really becomes hard to come in to let go of that kind of mindset. And so with a good victim spirit, I didn't want to let go of control of my life because I've been felt that I didn't have control of my life. So I was working to get control, not lose control. And I didn't realize that I was doing that with the Lord too. Because I thought, oh my God, I didn't want to let go of managing how God was doing it. And so he said, you don't understand, but as you surrender to me, he said, that is the way you get to actually be everything that I made you be. He said, outside of me, you will never have what it takes to be fully all the greatness found here that I placed in you. And so the enemy was working to cause me to resist the blessings of God. Isn't that crazy? Because we all know now that there is no such thing as control. No matter how controlling you are, it's totally an illusion. So it's totally an illusion of control. We're never in control. Although it doesn't mean I still don't try to practice it. Take back some of the stuff that you and be released. given ourselves to others. That's part of that idolatry that Don was talking about. It's that those structures that I have dedicated myself, my life to, my energy to, they are little, they're gods. They own my dedication.
That's right.
You know, so we have to allow the Holy Spirit to bring his life to us, to show us the sectors that he's asking to, that he has a desire to set us free, to bring us liberty. So many of us are weak because we have given away so much, and we've been, have portions of our spirit life enslaved and in bondage to things, and we need to he wants to release us from those things, to restore us to ourselves so we can be, we look outside of ourselves for power, but he said, you just need to get back the power you are back. You have power. And it's taken from you, so you get it back. And you have the right to get it back to God. Okay, so how do we get all that? That's so interesting. So, here's a prayer. You can go on our website. We do have a little website, and it has something called resources, and it has prayers. If you're interested in having this, I encourage people to use it, and over a period of time, if you pray it daily, it really will work in the appropriation and the breaking off those structures for you, okay? So this one we're going to say, this is the whole point that I went on my dialogue about. The point is, I'm going to read this. I'm going to read this for us, but you don't have to agree. Okay? Isn't that awesome? Isn't that amazing? You can listen to what I'm saying on our behalf, and you can hold yourself back and go, not sure if I'm ready to take that step right now. And you don't have to. Isn't that awesome? You know, I don't want to ever hurt people with these altar calls. Okay, this is your last minute. This is your last opportunity to say, if you don't take this moment to realize, I'm telling you, the hell with you. How are you going to help us, sir? What? This is pressure. What's it called? Pressure. Now hurry up, because you know Jesus is not going to be around. This is just coming through town. If you don't know this us now, you will be left behind and try to listen. Let's make a movie out of it. Left behind. What's it all? Would you release into and through us your words of wisdom, words of knowledge? knowledge and discernment of spirits. Your faith, healings, miracles, tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. Lord, we want and need you to supply us continually with the empowering grace we need to walk out a life that honors the Father and the Son. We believe that as we surrender daily to your life within us, you will transform us into all that you've designed us to be. As we live out the fullness of that desire through partnership with your grace, we will accomplish your purpose for having created us, and thus give the Father the glory that's due. Lord, please forgive us as we confess and repent for the sin, rebellion, and iniquity of ourselves and our family line, as you, Holy Spirit, reveal these things to us. Father, we receive your forgiveness, and we forgive ourselves and our ancestors, as well as anyone who has sinned against us or our family line. We release to your cross all the offense and the resentment, as well as any residual bitterness or grudges that we may have inherited or taken upon ourselves and may still be carrying. Lord Jesus, we receive and appropriate the work of your blood and your cross to cleanse us from all curses or defilements that we receive in our spirits, our souls, and our bodies. Lord, as you renew our minds, would you cleanse, heal, and reformat our brains and any other organs or systems of our body that have been or are still being affected by those sins, rebellions, and iniquities. And we want to thank you that your mercy is new and fresh each morning, and we desire it and we need it. Lord, as we disconnect from and receive your release and cleansing from the entanglements and the residue of our yesterdays,
yes,
we ask for your help to let go of the stress, the strain, the anxiety of having believed it was our responsibility to plan our own tomorrows.
That's right.
Father, we now gratefully let go of that burden of false responsibility, and we choose to trust you for your plan for each of our days and your daily provision of power for those plans. Amen.
Shines down through.
Thank you, Father, for the things that we can't possibly know we do. Thank you for the many times you've saved us, not just once. Thank you for the healings that are in this room that we never knew about. Thank you for the ones that we still don't know. And I thank you for agreeing to mind whether you're awake across the body until we awaken. We will not take by that, but you give us a chance. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for amazing you. Just want to remind everyone the strength 1 hour ahead of the others. Daylight saving. It's tonight. So, yeah. So, tomorrow, if you have time, come here at 1:30. But may the Lord just rest upon you. There's so much more that the Lord is doing. I just thank you for the bounty of tonight.